my name is Mariam Bhatti, and I'd like to welcome you to another amazing episode of Culture Shots. On today's program, Evans Shirihuru speaks to Helena Clark of the Integration Center about the recent publication, Roadmap to Integration, as well as positive recommendations for furthering integration in Ireland. But first, here is a song by Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Motherland. That was Yvonne Chaka Chaka with Motherland. Now, let's go to that interview.
Welcome, Helena, to the program. Can you please describe briefly what your organization does?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me. My name is Helena Clark, and I'm the Director of Public Affairs with the Integration Center. The Integration Center is a non-profit organization that works with immigrants all over Ireland. We have three main focus areas. The first is integration planning, where we work alongside local authorities to create integration strategies. And that's where you work with the local community to see what issues there are in the area and create a strategy of how those issues can be tackled in that area. The second main focus area is integration monitoring. The integration monitoring happens at the national level with the ESRI. So we create a report each year that analyzes the statistics. So we look at how immigrants are doing regarding employment, education, active citizenship, social inclusion. We also do that at the local level. So we do that with Dublin City Council. We're about to produce a report where we look at Dublin specifically and to analyze how we're doing in Dublin City regarding integration. And then the final focus area is the information and advocacy clinics. We have clinics both in Dublin and in Galway. In Dublin, we provide information on a day-to-day basis, face-to-face, and you can also ring over the phone, and it's the same in Galway.
Before we go into the main topic of discussion, I'm always interested in people, because I want people to know that most of you guys, you are not just people who are just doing it as a job. I saw briefly on the website you've got a CV, or some biography there, which I think is much more of interest to our listeners to understand the person that is talking and why she's talking about that subject. So can you briefly explain your brief background on the work that you have done on immigration, integration, and other areas as well?
Okay. Well, I've worked with the Integration Center now for a few years, but I've always had a large interest in the non-profit area. I've been to Uganda with Trokra, volunteering there. I worked with a women's rights organization in India, and where we did a piece of research on grassroots organizations and how they can really affect change. I also worked with the Irish Friends of Albania, volunteered with them for a while down in Galway. And that's it's a great little organization, because basically a group of surgeons give their time free of charge to go out to Albania to work with and to help kids who have cleft palates, and they do the surgeries free of charge. I've always been interested in the non-profit area, and I've worked in it for a number of years.
Okay, thank you very much. You've got quite an amazing achievement there. And now let's go to the main topic of discussion, which is the document Roadmap to Integration 2011. Briefly, can you describe what is the context and the composition of migrants in Ireland?
Okay. Well, say 12% of the working age population in Ireland are immigrants, okay? So 28% are non-EU nationals. Of that 12%, 28% are non-EU nationals, and 72% are from the EU. So these immigrants would be then broken up to students, people who come through the protection system, people who've gone for a working visa. So there are all different types of immigrants in that kind of area as well.
Okay. And now coming to this document, can you briefly explain a little bit about that document before we go into the nitty-gritty of it?
Okay. So the roadmap to integration, we produced it last October. And basically, as I said before, we monitor integration at the national level, and we produce the annual monitoring report on integration. But then it's not enough having just these statistics if you don't analyze them to see where we can go from here. So as an organization, we relied on those statistics and our own experience through our information service and our integration planning to create the roadmap to integration. And it's basically, we looked at all the barriers to integration across the board, and we identified 40 major problems, and then we put forward 80 solutions to those problems. And these problems occur in employment, active citizenship, business, the lot. We made 9 main areas.
Okay. So of all those main areas, what do you think as integration center are the sort of the main areas that needs to be looked at right now?
Okay. So we had a top 10 of what needs to happen in Ireland. These out of all the 80 solutions we put forward, we said that if these top 10 happened by the time the next roadmap is done in 2012, that then we could say we're on the road to having a good integration policy. So one of the important ones we would see would be for professional representative organizations to work more closely with the NQAI, and this would be in the business and employment section. And the problem with that is the vast amount of immigrants are working beneath their skill set in Ireland. And so the way to solve this problem would be that for qualification recognition to be speeded up, and for more outreach, for there to be more conversion courses available. But the main thing to happen would be for the professional representative organizations to work more closely with the NQAI. Then when it comes to political participation, there is not near enough immigrants in politics in Ireland. In the last local elections, you would have seen that 4 immigrants out of the entire amount were elected to the local elections. So immigrants in Ireland can be elected and they can vote, but only in local elections. However, only 4 immigrants were elected. That is 0.2% of all the people that were elected were immigrants. And this 0.2% is meant to reflect the 12%. And that's obviously, there's a huge gap there. So we would ask that parties introduce a minority ethnic quota system for their executives. And we think this would be like, so at the very basic level of people entering politics, right there at the executive level, that immigrants would be encouraged to join, and that a minority ethnic quota system be put in place.
On the topic of political representation, do you think is the institutional problem, or is the migrant themselves who does not want to come up and put themselves to the electorate? Because the electorate, sometimes you can try to have these kind of quotas, but the electorate needs to see somebody whom they feel comfortable representing themselves. So can you say, is it the system, political system itself, which needs to be changed, or is the need for migrants to be encouraged to put themselves up for political offices?
Well, see, it's both. Integration is a two-way process. You can't just have immigrants putting themselves up if the system isn't ready. But even if the system is ready for it, immigrants have to be ready. So both have to work together for change to happen.
Okay.
But we would ask, as a start, for political parties to encourage immigrants into their parties at the executive level.
Can you briefly go down your list of the top 10 problems that you identified, and also if you could put the solutions in as well?
Okay. So, say in health, one of the problems is that when immigrants go to their doctor or GP, there may be a lost in translation kind of aspect to it, or a language barrier. So we would ask for the development of a state recognized directory of accredited interpreters. There is no directory of interpreters at the minute. And sometimes we've heard of evidence where an immigrant has gone to a doctor and he has thought he's come out thinking he has a different illness to than he has. And this would also be really important in the justice system. I mean, people like that, it's really important. You do not want to see immigrants being charged with something they should not be charged for just because there is no accredited list of interpreters. And it's the same in the direct provision system. You need a list of interpreters available. With education, we would ask that an Educate Together start model of schools be put rolled out in every area. This would just mean that children do not feel left out when it comes to religion, or we would feel that religion and state should be separate. For training and upskilling, we have found that immigrants often have find barriers to third level education. So we would ask that colleges be trained on the eligible categories for free fees waivers and grants, because sometimes immigrants would be entitled to the free fees, but because that particular college has not come across their status before, they're actually refused when they're entitled to those free fees.
Okay.
As regarding racism, I think it's obvious that racism is becoming a greater and greater problem in Ireland. So we would ask that legislation be brought in so that racism would be seen as an aggravating factor in sentencing. Right now, there is no legislation regarding racist crime in Ireland, as in there could be a racist offence, wherein if the person themselves see a crime as racist, then it is deemed to be so. However, it is not taken as an aggravating factor in sentencing. So that's a major gap there.
Yeah.
Say 10% of the immigrant population are at risk of poverty. And we would ask for better information coordination between government departments on welfare issues, because yet again, immigrants are sometimes refused on the first instance, and then on appeal they get their social welfare, but however they've been left with dwindling without any payment for long periods of time sometimes. So this is something that could be changed with better information coordination. We would ask for the discourse on racism to be modernized and just completely changed, as in we would ask for an update and neutralization and modernization of the language used around immigrants in Ireland. We do not like the term naturalized, okay, as we think it's a bad term for citizenship. And the last one I'll talk about is we would ask for a state-approved certified orientation course to be designed to assist with integration. Now, the reason, one of the main things is a test is meant to be coming in for citizenship. However, if this test is coming in, a course needs to be put on that goes alongside this test so that it's not a barrier to citizenship, but rather a way of educating people.
Okay. And I noticed on your document, there is a topic concerning asylum seekers.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned there that if possible, the government should make sure that in 2 years' time, they take out asylum seekers from direct provision and give them temporary access to work. Somebody may ask, where is the work? The citizens already in this country are struggling to get work. Where is the employment situation going to be solved then?
Okay, so the situation as it stands is just, it's inhumane. People live in direct provision centres for up to 5 years sometimes. They become de-skilled, they often end up with mental health issues and things like this. It's a completely unfair system. We would ask that Ireland comes in line with the rest of Europe and that people would not be in the system for more than 2 years. There is a new immigration residence and protection bill coming, hopefully up in the next few months, where a single protection procedure will be put in place. And that means applications will not go on for longer than 2 years. So that means our ask would not even have to be put in place. But if people do have to be in the direct provision system for more than 2 years, yes, they should be allowed to work. Absolutely.
Another question again You mentioned there that you would advocate for immigrants to be allowed to vote after they've been here for 3 years legally. Do you think it is a policy that is around Europe, or is just a policy that you want to develop for Ireland?
It's not a policy that's around Europe, but Ireland is, as it stands, it's one of the more progressive countries regarding active citizenship, because it does allow its immigrants to vote in local elections. And we believe at the Integration Centre that Ireland can become the model for integration for throughout Europe. We have seen it go wrong in England, in France, and we don't want to follow the path they've taken. So we do think that people need to, when they are disenfranchised, that's when a problem happens. So yes, we believe that if somebody has lived in this country for more than 3 years, they should be entitled to vote.
What do you think is the position or integration position of Ireland in 2012?
Okay, the integration position of Ireland. Right now, we don't have a national integration strategy. So that's a problem. We do not have a junior minister for integration, or a minister of state, as they are now called. There used to be a minister for integration, but that went with the last government. There are a number of good projects happening at the local level. We would be involved of 19 out of the 22 local integration strategies happening around the country. But I think without the overarching national strategy, the integration can only go so far in Ireland. We also believe that the Minister for Justice, whilst he could continue to take care of the whole immigration aspect, that integration be put over to the Department of Environment, local community, because they would be better suited to deal with integration issues.
And what is an organization that deals with different races? What do you think is the race relations in this country today? And can you, if you compare it to other countries, like you mentioned there, Britain and France, if you compare them to some of those countries, what do you think will be Ireland's position? And what do you think is improving according to those countries, or is going down?
I think race relations in Ireland, it's a little bit worrying. As you can see from the media, there have been a number of controversies to date. And one of the worrying things that we've seen is especially local politicians are increasingly coming out against immigration, and they feel it is fine to voice anti-immigrant sentiment. That is a worry. As regards the general population, I think there's work to be done. There always is. It's hard to know. There isn't the statistics there, to be honest. There used to be the NCCRI, and that where racism would be reported to, whereas now it's all very ad hoc. It happens with NGOs or the Gardaí. The problem with reporting racist incidents to the Gardaí is sometimes it's not a crime, as in whereas the person that it's done to would not see it as a crime, and they would not even want to go to the Gardaí, and they may not know of the NGOs that are taking care of the issue. So we would ask for an institution to be put in place where that would do a uniformed recording of racist incidents, so we would even understand the problem as it stands in Ireland. But the fact is, there is no statistics as how bad it really is, and that needs to be solved.
And comparing it to other EU countries, like I mentioned, do you think Ireland is faring better or is faring worse?
Well, as I said, without the statistics, there is no real way to know. As in the UK last year, I think it was 70,000 incidents were reported of racism, whereas in Ireland, it was 122. So if you took those statistics at face value, and I would probably think that the UK has definitely got bigger issues regarding this than Ireland does, but I think the fact is that Ireland hasn't even come up to the level where we take the reporting and creating those frameworks seriously enough.
Okay.
You know, so that needs to be put in place for us to understand the issue.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking with me today. If you have got any few things that you might want to add?
A few things that I would like to add. Well, integration in Ireland, I think it's a really serious issue, and it's one that people need to really begin to understand, and especially the policymakers. I think it's easy in an economic downturn to turn a blind eye and say, oh, you know, that'll happen by itself. However, these issues need to be dealt with. It will be the future generations that will have to deal with the fallout if we don't take a few really easy steps now.
Thank you very much, Helena, for talking to me.
Thank you.
I hope some of our listeners will listen and benefit to it.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to Ivan Shirihuru and his guest, Helena Clark of the Integration Center. Tune in to Culture Shots each week from 6:30 to 7 p.m. here on Near FM. And to listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.nearpodcast.org/culture shots.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of Pobl, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and Pobl.